Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hospital emergency rooms are struggling to keep up with all the patients coming in because of respiratory viruses and other medical concerns. They're also seeing another kind of patient, one that does not need emergency medical care. As WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, families experiencing homelessness are turning to Massachusetts ERs.
A relentless headache is what first sent Oscar to the emergency room. She brought her son, who's 8. They had just stepped off a bus, hoping Massachusetts would be their final stop. They've been on the road for 5 years from Haiti, traveling through South and Central America.
The situation is very stressful for me.
Oscar says it was very stressful. She felt scared and alone. We're using her middle name because her family was a target of violence in Haiti. In the ER at Boston Medical Center, she confided in a doctor that she and her son had nowhere to live. Hospital staff sent them to a field office for the Department of Housing and Community Development so they could apply for the state's family shelter system. But by the end of the day, they still had nowhere to go. Oscar remembers asking a staff member who spoke Haitian Creole what to do. She says the employee called an Uber and sent them back to the emergency room in the pouring rain. Melissa Dean from Boston Children's Hospital says many families tell her similar stories. They say state field offices direct them to the ER.
There's also some folks at Logan that, you know, let families know that if they present to a hospital, that the hospital will assist them.
Families are also being sent by taxi drivers, friends, relatives, and even strangers. Boston Children's is on track to see 550 families in the ER this year whose primary concern is housing.
It's massive. We have had to dedicate, I would say, close to 40% of our social work resources to this problem.
About a decade ago, families experiencing homelessness started showing up in ERs in Massachusetts. But the numbers have ballooned as an affordable housing crisis collides with a spike in new migration. Dean and her staff of social workers help families navigate the application for the state's family shelter system.
The process is quite complex. You know, whether or not a family's income eligible can be as tedious as looking at every little deposit.
It can take days to track down everything they need, from bank statements to housing history and birth certificates. Many families wait in the ER that whole time. One of the longest stays was nearly a month. They'd sit in the waiting room all day, get admitted to the ER to get a room at night, and then return to the waiting room the next day.
Often these children didn't get rooms until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning.
Amanda Stewart is an ER doctor at Boston Children's. She says all the kids with medical concerns need to be seen first. And pediatric hospitals are so busy right now that families in need of housing can stay in the ER waiting room all night.
There are alarms going off 24/7. There's just lots of potentially scary things happening. And not to mention, of course, there's infectious diseases that we don't need to expose them to if they aren't there for medical reasons.
Stewart says it all takes a toll on the family's mental health. Plus, it's expensive. The state's Medicaid system usually picks up the tab, paying for each child each night.
The average was $557, which at the time when we studied it was about 4.5 times the cost of a night in shelter. And so these are just completely preventable, unnecessary costs to the healthcare system.
Yet for some families, there's no other reliable solution when state field offices close for the night. They may have to sleep in a car, stay outside, or go to the ER.
They're choosing between a bunch of really terrible options. And so I think that's how we end up becoming this kind of front door to the shelter system for people.
The state's Department of Housing and Community Development declined interview requests, but a spokesperson says it's not the department's policy to direct families to the ER.
If you give me 2 seconds.
Larry Seamans runs Family Aid Boston, a nonprofit that works with Boston Medical Center to give short-term housing to homeless families that arrive in the ER. He pulls up the latest numbers on his computer.
For example, so 12 families in last night as of 4 o'clock in the morning. And then we had 2 families come after that, by the way.
Seaman says Family Aid takes them to an apartment or a hotel and helps them apply for the state family shelter system from there.
When the hospital calls, we send a staff person to meet with the family to help settle them in the middle of the night.
But often they're full up. Boston Medical Center says it's seen a sharp increase in families seeking shelter since the spring, so the hospital expanded this program. Siemens used to work in the shelter system for adults, which is run by nonprofits, and he says a bed is available there any time of night, any day of the year. Many advocates say the family shelter system should work the same way. The state has increased the number of family shelter beds, but Siemens says the system is still in a dire spot.
It can't expand fast enough to meet people in the moment, so families are going in droves to the hospitals.
Oscar and her 8-year-old are among the lucky ones to get out of the emergency room and into a hotel room provided by Family Aid. They were there for 10 days. With all their belongings packed into a couple little bags, Oscar and her son take the elevator to the hotel lobby. They are heading to a family shelter. She says she's hoping to find stability and a school for her son. As they get into a taxi, Oscar and her son smile and wave goodbye to their Family Aid caseworker.
Thank you.
With the help of the ER and a nonprofit, they've made it through the state shelter system's front door. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.